are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo. I'm your host, Danielle Gibson, and today we will be talking with such a fun guest. Our guest is AJ, and she's the CEO and founder of Wander, which is a customizable, interactive 3D mapping platform that allows destinations to better connect with travelers. I'm so excited to have you here. So normally we talk about tea straws, but I noticed that we actually started it because apparently y'all don't have those in Utah. So if you know what a tea straw is, we'd love for you to describe it. Or if you don't know what a tea straw is, tell us about something fun that maybe Utah has that maybe the South doesn't have.
Oh, I'd love to. And first, thank you so much for having me, Danielle. I've been a huge fan of Morgan County for quite some time now. So this is really fun. Okay, something cheese related in Utah. We have, and I don't know if this is a thing in other states, but we have cheese curds. There are a couple dairies down in southern Utah that make some really good cheese curds, and they have all different kinds of flavors. Mm. But I have to know, what is a cheese straw?
So a cheese straw has not been described the same since we started describing it, but it's sort of a biscuit. It's thinner than a bit. Of course, it's like one of the cheese strings, you know, like the cheese strings that you have. It's kind of like that. But they also, like any sort of bridal tea that you have, they typically have them there. But I really like the spicy ones. So they add like jalapeno and stuff like that to it. But it's sort of like a cheese it. I kind of combined everybody's into one just then.
I'm going to need to go like look up some pictures.
Yes.
This is interesting.
Or just come down. Or come down and experience the MoCo Treat Trail. How about that?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so excited to have you here with us because you are a trailblazer and you're very humble about it, but I can't brag on you enough. Just a little side note before we start with, you know, how you started the company and things like that. So for us, we've been looking for a mapping system for like 3 years that was really interactive and included things that we wanted on the trail that maybe Google Maps didn't offer. And so I actually was listening to another podcast and you were a guest on there. I'm like, I need to know more about this company and AJ and just need to find out more because it was a need that we really needed. So tell us, you know, what made you start this company?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much also for that introduction. So I'll tell you the quick story, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I was 14 years old on vacation with my family to a place called Lake Powell in southern Utah, northern Arizona. And I was trying to use a paper map and Google Maps to figure out where to go and where to explore, like where are the hikes we can go to, where are the places to get food, where are the, you know, all those things. Where are the cool Indian ruins? There are lots of cool different things down in that area. But I got really frustrated trying to use these two maps side by side because Google Maps had some good features, right? They had some, you know, I mean, first and foremost, you could see where you were on the map with a blue GPS dot, right?
Yeah.
And then the paper map had all of this, you know, unique detail, local detail, and I could see a lot at once. And so I could see proximity between different things. Anyway, I imagined this map that kind of just combined these two things and was all focused on travel. A map just focused on travel, and it was designed for this specific area. So anyway, 2 years later, the Lake Powell map app was on the App Store, and it became quite popular just almost overnight. We put up a bunch of flyers in hotels and restaurants and gas stations, went and knocked on the door of the National Park Service and gave them a demo. They started using it and recommending it to people. The rental shops started recommending it to people just as the best map of the area, of the destination. It was a paid app at the time because it was me that was building this and distributing it. I didn't even know what a DMO was at the time. But it became quite popular. We sold it for like $10 and we had within like 18 months, 10,000 people download it. So as a high schooler, it was a success, right?
Wow. You were in high school?
What was interesting is, I was 14 when I had the idea, 16 when it was on the App Store. And I just loved this destination, right? And had a need, and my family had a need. And so I didn't even really think about making this any bigger, right? Mm-hmm. At that time. But I had other destinations reach out to me and ask me to build this same kind of a map app for their destination. But I was playing soccer and basketball at the time in high school, and I just wasn't interested in building this full scale. And I didn't have the skills to build a full software company.
Right.
So I just kind of tied a bow around this project and continued with my life. And but that went fine. I was able to kind of push that aside and tie a bow around it until I became a mom, mm-hmm. about 8 or 9 years later. And Danielle, I'm sure you've experienced this, where when you become a mom and you want to go explore the world with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and I just have one. But yeah, I wanted to go explore the world with her. And as I was trying to plan these experiences, these week-long trips, these weekend trips, we were in an interesting situation because we had some disposable income to go travel. Mm-hmm. But I was having a really hard time like planning these trips. And I knew what a really good map experience did to a travel experience.
Yeah.
And so I found myself wanting map experiences for all these other places that I was visiting as a visitor and a traveler, right?
Right.
So I started just building a prototypes after Lucy went to bed, and then passed it by one of my neighbors. And my neighbor said, "I'm in for 50. I said, "What? What are you talking about?" And he was offering to invest in my company that I hadn't started yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I just
had
this prototype. And so anyway, this was we're coming up on 2 years of when we incorporated the company, but we ended up raising some early investment, putting a team together, and yeah, we've raised almost $3 million now to date.
Oh my goodness.
And we're about to raise another round of funding, and we have 15 employees now. We've gotten a lot more mature as a company since Danielle took a shot on us, which
proud to do
those,
it.
There's a special place in heaven for those early customers. Like there just is, you know, that are willing to work with you and be patient with you as you like work out all the kinks. And I mean, still got kinks, but anyway, I really appreciate that. But the mission behind Wander is, we want travelers to spend less time planning and more time going. Mm-hmm. You know, more time traveling and experiencing. And then we want to empower the destination by giving them stewardship over the resources that their visitors use to plan and travel in their destination. Yeah. We feel that's really important for the future of travel. And so we're starting in these small ways by having these maps that can be embedded and distributed. And that's just the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And we see that in the future, I see maps have a really big role to play in travel and tourism in our industry. So I'm really grateful that we've had the warm welcome that we've had up until this point.
Oh, yeah. We've been so excited to work with you, and just excited that we found you, because outdoor recreation over the last couple of years has just really boomed. And so to not be able to have a map that really shows everything, and using a paper map, I'm impressed that you were even able to read a paper map, because I can remember my grandfather on the interstate, like, "Here, open this map," trying to figure out where to go. And people are so tech savvy now. I think it's really crucial for them to be able to have it, you know, in their hand. So, I mean, that is major growth in the last 2 years. So do you want to talk about being a female entrepreneur really in the tech industry? And I think you just won an award as well, didn't you?
Yeah, thank you. It's been so fun to be like LinkedIn friends with you, seeing all the things you're doing, and you've been cheering us on. I really appreciate it. But yeah, I think it's been, to be honest, I feel like there are a lot more people cheering for me than maybe there would be otherwise. I'm sure there's some negative, right? There's always two sides to that coin. But I feel like there are a lot of people that want to see me and Wander and my team succeed. Mm-hmm. And I've been so, I've never seen anyone do exactly what I'm doing before in terms of being a technical female founder, right? That it's like a software engineer turned building a software company. I've never seen that before, in especially where I grew up. I'd never seen that before. So honestly, I didn't even know that that was like socially acceptable, like where I grew up. In fact, people usually laugh when I say this, but it felt like I had to come out as a young mom entrepreneur in Utah County. Like it really felt like that. But I was really surprised and grateful that people were so excited for me and wanted me to just go for it. And it's been great.
I think that that is so. When I first got in the tourism industry, I came from a really sales background. Now we are salespeople, but it is so different in the tourism sector. Like everybody is so supportive and really cheering everybody on, like you said, and willing to share information on what's worked for them. And so, you know, as we built our map with you guys, it was such a great partnership. I felt like you guys were so easy to work with, really listened to what our vision was of the map as well. So can you tell me one of the things, we're going to make it Decatur specific for just a minute. So what was one of the things as you were working on our map that was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, I'd like to go check this out.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. A couple things. So I pulled up the map so that I could like take you through a story as I'm talking through this. But the first thing, so any destination that has water activities, I am just like, I'm just sold. You know, water incorporated into any vacation is a huge win for my family and I. So the Flint Creek Canoe Trail, of course, right?
Right.
And what was really cool when we were building this map is to see just how accessible the water was and how close it was to, you know, all the action. So the big theme for me with while doing this Decatur map was just seeing how much can be done and how many experiences can be had with very little drive time. Like you can pack in a lot here and have a wide, you know, wide range of experiences. So you have the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, you have the Flint Creek Canoe Trail, you have the Point Mallard Water Park, that actually has America's first ever wave pool. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. Yes.
And you can see, okay, if I stay at this hotel or at this campsite, then I'm going to be this far away from this. Okay, another thing I absolutely loved was your turtle trail. I bring this up all the time. Your downtown turtle trail.
Yes.
Yes. Because my daughter would absolutely just go nuts over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's right through the main street, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have all of these fun little shops and mom and dad can go in and get like food and, you know, you can stop, get ice cream and then go look for the next turtle. You know, I just thought it was so fun. I also, you know, in Utah, we have like one flavor of Christianity, right? Mm. And so learning about your Amen Trail and all the historic churches in Decatur and Morgan County was also really cool.
Yeah, we're definitely in the Bible Belt, that's for sure.
yes, which makes it, and of course all of the barbecue. Mm-hmm. My husband and I are all about barbecue. And right now, I don't know if you know this, but we live in North Carolina. And man, North Carolina barbecue is just not the same.
I didn't know that you moved. How about that? Well, yes, you need to come have Big Bob's with us.
Yes. But yeah, those are a few things that stood out to me. And lots of outdoor rec, lots of great walking trails, biking trails. There are even, you know, a bunch of hiking trails. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome.
So I'd also like to talk about this just because he was a huge part of making this map really interactive is Dan Truitt, our Visit Decatur AL ambassador. So we were able to incorporate a lot of his photos because he's always on Flint Creek and at Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge. So I feel like his storytelling was also very important in the making of the map, which I think is so cool and unique about this map as well, is that you can actually see the different locations through his eyes, really.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and we did so much research trying to find photos of some of these locations online, you know, like where you put in your canoe and where you can take it out and different campsites and things, and they're just not on the internet. So he was able to come in and really fill in a gap and make this a really valuable, unique resource mm-hmm. that can't be found anywhere else, which I thought was really special.
So we call kind it of him. User-generated content. It's just a fancy yes. word for photos yes, from yes. other. That's why we really started the ambassador program, is so that they could help us tell our story from a different, really, perspective. So we are actually getting ready to roll out pop-up banners and all of that for our hotels as well. So is there anything else that stood out to you as you were, you know, making our map?
Yeah, I think one thing that got me so excited, it gave me so many ideas for new features that we mm-hmm. could build specifically for places like Decatur and Morgan County. And that's why we're so grateful to have you as an early adopter and have been working with you for over a year now mm-hmm. So that we can work together on those new things. So that's one thing that just got me really excited that I've been really excited about, is to continue to collaborate with you guys on ideas you have, ideas your stakeholders have, even your visitors have, to make this a better product and solve more problems for visitors.
So you heard that, listeners. We're on the cutting edge of technology, right, AJ?
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It was truly an honor to have you on the podcast with us. It has been so much fun to work with you and your team. They are top-notch, energetic, always full of ideas as well. So we can't wait to continue to roll out the map and let others see it as well. So we're going to continue with a new segment that we have on our podcast of fun, cool, and interesting facts about Morgan County that maybe you've never heard of before. So did you know that Decatur has two historic housing districts? We have Old Decatur and Albany. And during the Christmas tour of homes, you can actually go see a couple of them inside as well. They decorated it up for Christmas and it's absolutely gorgeous. And that always happens annually in December. And this year, thank you to our city council, we also have a very massive tree in our at the Alabama Center for the Arts. So we're really making it a Hallmark movie. So we would love to have you over for Christmas as well. You can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can also visit our website at visitdecatural.org. We did roll that over. It used to be decaturcbb.org, but we hope that this works out good for you to be able to find us a little bit easier. So don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And also, AJ, where can people keep up with you as well?
Oh, thank you. Our website is wandermaps.com. And yeah, we are all over social media. I think it's get wandermaps on Instagram. And then I'm on LinkedIn as just AJ Brow. But yeah, I'm very active and we love to hear ideas and please reach out if we can help with anything.
All right. Thank you so much, AJ. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.